Some promising news. The number of veterans who are homeless in the U.S. dropped in 2021 by 11%. That is the biggest reduction in 5 years, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Biden administration says it's aiming for a major reduction of all types of homelessness by 2025. NPR's Quil Lawrence spoke with homeless veterans in Phoenix, Arizona, about how that might happen.
The nonprofit U.S. Vets runs a 150-bed transitional housing campus in Phoenix. It's called Grand Veterans Village. Every morning there's a roll call.
Donald Monday, Damon Barry.
In the courtyard of what used to be a motel, Army vet Mike Biggs gives a pep talk after checking off names. A brightly colored mural of a soldier covers the two-story wall behind him.
Nothing will work unless you do. And that's what we're telling each and every one of you time and time again. Why? Because we know there's more to you than sometimes that you see in yourself.
Biggs says people underestimate themselves, but also people sometimes don't know they're in crisis. He didn't.
So I came out here to Arizona to visit my sister, and two veterans saw me and asked me if I was a vet. I said yes. They said, well, you're homeless. And I'm like, no, I'm not. So they had to explain to me what the definition of homelessness is. So when they say chronically homeless, I'm like, well, man, my name hasn't been on a lease for, you know, 5 or 6 years.
Biggs had been too focused on getting by to realize.
And I said, well, yeah, and I've been homeless for a very long time then. So they said, well, you need to come with us. Didn't know these guys from a can of paint.
Those two veterans got him into the housing program here at U.S. Vets and eventually offered him a job. He said he'd stay for 90 days. That was 10 years ago. U.S. Vets uses an approach called Housing First, as Biggs explains.
So Housing First is a model where the ultimate goal and the main priority is to get a veteran housed. With that comes a thing called wraparound services.
The idea is to get veterans a place to live and then take care of other problems like health care, maybe substance abuse or mental health services. This approach was part of a plan that saw a 55% reduction in veterans' homelessness since 2010. But that progress mostly stalled during the Trump administration when Housing First got caught up in divided politics.
In some communities, this has been more controversial, I think, than maybe it needs to be.
Catherine Monet leads the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans in Washington. She says Housing First even became a campaign issue last year. Some Republican candidates denounced what had been considered an evidence-based success. That includes in Arizona, where Carrie Lake, the failed Republican candidate for governor, argued that housing should be a reward for treatment. Lake had the backing of former President Donald Trump, who himself appointed a critic of Housing First to head the Federal Interagency Council on Homelessness. Monet says the politics was a costly distraction.
I do think that the renewed energy and focus that this administration has had on veteran homelessness has really allowed for communities and providers to focus on doing what works as opposed to really working to address some of the divisiveness that we've seen in recent years.
Monet says once people get in housing, it's less expensive to take on their other issues, so resources go further. But President Biden's goal of reducing all homelessness 25% by the end of his term is still ambitious. Back in Phoenix, Mike Biggs says even veterans with jobs are seeking help to stay off the streets.
There's not enough affordable housing. When I first got here 10 years ago, you could find an apartment for $500 a month, $99 move-in special. Those places are gone.
That math holds true in cities across the country that have a high number of homeless veterans, even with the Biden administration pouring funds into Housing First. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Phoenix.